Okay, so we'll start with the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, Tov Reish Ayin. Shulchan Aruch discusses Sudas on Chanukah. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Sudas that we have on Chanukah are actually not a Sudas mitzvah. Sudas Rishus. The Mechaber calls it a Rishus. Not chayiv to have these Sudas. But it sounds like the Mechaber is sanctioning it anyway. Because the Mechaber doesn't say you shouldn't have it. He says all these parties that we have, they are in fact Sudas mitzvah. They are not Sudas mitzvah. Now the Ramah brings down the Yeshayimrim, he brings down over here. There are those who hold that there is a Sudas mitzvah. And the logic that he gives is that, thank you, the logic that he gives for calling it a Sudas mitzvah is because there was a Chanukah Sabayas then. In other words, when they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash. And many of the poskim explained that really the Mishkan was completed on Chanukah. Talking about the very first Mishkan we got. And that Hashem wanted to make the dedication in Nisan because that's the month that the Ovos HaOlam were born. So this was like payback time. So in other words, Chanukah is like a payback time for the original Chanukah that we had in the time of the Mishkan. But these are all very vague reasons. And it seems strange that all of these Sudas that we have, all of the parties, according to the Shulchan Aruch, seems to be no element of really a mitzvah. The Ramah says you could sing, you know, make zmiris, you get ding, make it even a little better. But and that way you make it into a Sudas mitzvah. But it's almost like we're fabricating a Sudas mitzvah. So I was thinking this year that I have all different kinds of pshatim in this, but I was thinking this year a very strong reason to say that it is a Sudas mitzvah. It is a Sudas mitzvah, especially Bizman Hazeh. If you look in the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about the establishment of Chanukah, the Gemara does not bring down at all that they even were misakad to light candles. Very strange, the Gemara there. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about the halachas of, I mean, most of the halachas of Chanukah relate to the menorah, lighting and this. But then the Gemara brings down the origin of the Chanukah, the Braisa. And the Gemara says, my Chanukah. The Gemara says, Ton Rabbonon, Chofei B'Kislev, Yeme Chanukah Inun. And the Gemara says, the Lola Mispeh Bahon. And then the Gemara says, why? Because when they came to the Heichal, Timu Kol Hashmanim, he says, V'tiknu, they were misakin these 8 days, Behalel V'Hodor. That's it. That's the end of the Gemara. The end of the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't say one word about Ner Chanukah. So strange. I mean, I think people just used to reading it, so they don't... It's very strange. The Braisa says not one word about the Ner Chanukah. The main Braisa, the only Braisa that talks about Chanukah, doesn't say Ner Chanukah. Just as Halav Vodor. So the Maril Diskin is oimed on this, or Bitzal Zolti. The Cheshek Shlomo, or Shlomo Katz from Vilna, because of this question, he comes up with a very creative idea. He wants to say, perhaps, that when Chazal were originally Misakin Chanukah, they weren't Misakin candles at all. Could you imagine? They weren't Misakin it. They were Misakin 8 days of praise. 8 days of Halal Vohidor. They weren't Misakin the menorah at all. He says, you know why? Because Beis HaMikdash was standing. And we didn't need a Zecher the menorah. We had the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It was only after Beis HaMikdash was Charuv, then they said you should have an Ner Chanukah. So according to him, the original Takana was Halal Vohidor. That's it. Praise. Praise the Rebbeinu Shalom. That was the whole thing. Well, I said the Rambam clearly doesn't say that. The Rambam says Lashon Acheres, they were koyveya ba'al vaydo ba'adlokas haneres. I mean, it would be difficult to say that if Shlomo Katz from Vilna wants to say different than the Rambam. Maybe he would say that the Rambam means that they were koyveya 8 days, and they said that when there won't be a mikdash, there should be an Ner Chanukah. There has to be an Ner Chanukah. Could be. But probably, the most logical answer to this question is that when Chazal originally were misaken in Ner Chanukah, they weren't misaken it as a separate thing. They were misaken it under the umbrella of Lahala Lohidus Lahala. So everything on Chanukah is for praise. Even the lighting of the menorah is for Hallel Vahidah. And if you look in the Rambam is almost explicit. That he says that the lighting of the menorah is also for praise. Which means that the main theme of Chanukah is Hallel Vahidah, to praise Hashem. That's the mitzvah. And everything else is a vehicle to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That being the case, I would say, just like we see today, you know, you look at the simchas today. Okay, so some people frown upon it. Look how fancy they became. Look how extravagant. You know, people reminiscing in Europe. A bas mitzvah, forget about it, you didn't even notice it. And a bar mitzvah. What was a bar mitzvah? They had a shtick, a little thing with this, a little suda, small suda. Today it's a chasana. Today a bar mitzvah is a chasana. And people bemoan it. I don't think it's so bad. It's a nice thing. It's a Siddur's mitzvah. So people go a little more. First of all, I feel if people live everything extravagant, so a mitzvah should also be extravagant. In other words, why should a Siddur's mitzvah be less extravagant than everything else? If you're living extravagantly, why shouldn't the bar mitzvah also be extravagant? That punkt, that shouldn't be extravagant. The kitchen should be extravagant. The bathroom should be extravagant. The toilet should be extravagant. And bar mitzvah shouldn't be extravagant. What? Mech teisa. I think it's very nice. At least if it's extravagant, bar mitzvah is also extravagant. But the truth is, there's a very good tam. And I heard this svara from Rabbi Yankov Zatzal many years ago, which was, Rabbi Yankov always said, the Suda's mitzvah always was done to enthuse to geben simcha shel mitzvah. What was the Suda's mitzvah? To bring out the simcha of the mitzvah, right? So there was a time and place where if you gave somebody a bulkala and a piece of fish, that brought out the simcha shel mitzvah. Today, it doesn't quite slice it. If you gave out a bulkala and a piece of fish, they think it's a suda mafsekes before Tisha B'Av. So it doesn't bring out the simcha. So I want to say like this. If the purpose of the Suda's Chanukah is Lahoidis Ulahalal, then that is the mitzvah of Chanukah. It's not a side way we're trying to get an excuse. That is the whole theme of Chanukah. The whole theme of Chanukah, including the lighting of the menorah, is Lahoidis Ulahalal, to praise Hashem. So today, people are not, it's just you have to know the generation. You know, one of the my most favorite of Chatzkel Abramsky's is he says that the Chatzotzer has changed every generation. Hashem told Moshe to make trumpets. Every generation had its new trumpets. So Chatzkel said, why? He said, because the Torah doesn't change. The Torah is the same. And the Torah can never be changed. But the way you reach people changes. Every generation has a different way to reach somebody. So he said, the trumpets is l'mikro ha'eda, is to call the people. You can't call people the same way in this door like you could in the last door or the door before. So I feel that in our door, a Chanukah Suda is ma'akev. Because you're not going to have people in our door sit around the table without food to talk about Nisim and Nifloys. It gets people together. It gets people to be able to... That's the language of our land. That's the way you get people. Imagine if you went to a bris, if none of the brisen today had food afterwards. Just a bris. Nobody would show up. Go run for a krisis ola. So you need to invigorate. And therefore, since the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is lohoidus lahalal, so just like the Ner Chanukah is lohoidus lahalal, so therefore, and that could be pshat in the Ramadan, it's not just saying, you know, you have the suda and then you sing zmiris and memela, you try to make it. It's not that. It's that then the meal becomes a vehicle of lahoidus lahala, which is the main theme of Chanukah. The main theme of Chanukah is lahoidus lahala. So therefore, I think there would be a starker Indian today that it, besides that the Rambam and the Marshal bring down the Chanukah as Yimei Simcha. So according to the Maharshal, you chayiv to have a suit on Hanukkah. I'm just saying that even if you don't hold like the Maharshal, bizmanenu, I feel that there's a almost a choyv kodesh to have, you know, to have the suit as Hanukkah. Okay. And every day. Every day, I'd say kolamar ba'reiz mishubuch. You know, it's not a chayvus hayoyim, but yeah, you know, definitely every day you have to be lahoydus lahal, and if it doesn't go without the suit, then you got to do it every day. I guess you have to go on a diet after Hanukkah. But, okay. Now, in that topic, the woman really should lechatchila also be makbet to say halal on Hanukkah. Although I've given over the years different svaros, which I'm not going to go into now because we don't have the time now, of why women may be potter from halal on Hanukkah, but according to the way we're explaining it, that the whole Yom Tov of Hanukkah is lohoydis ul-halal, that's the whole Yom Tov, and women are chayiv in their Hanukkah because afein hoyiboy se'anez, so logic would dictate that women should be chayiv in halal too. And the Marcheshes says so, that women are chayiv in halal also. The problem is that the Rambam in Ilchus Megillah, Chanukah Megillah, brings down the Ptur of Noshim. So there's a big debate, but I would say L'chatchila, much more of an Indian to say Halal on Chanukah for a woman than on Rosh Chodesh. Or on Yom Tov. See, Yom Tov, a woman is Potter from Halal. On Sukkot, a woman is Potter from Halal. On Shavuos, a woman is Potter from Halal. On Halal, Pesach night by the Seder, Tosfos says a woman has to say Halal. Because that's on the miracle, that's on the Nes. He says it's on a Nes. But I would say that on Purim, on Hanukkah, women should say Halal, and with a bracha, and Gans Halal. You know, if she can. I'm just saying it would be much more of an Indian than Stam normally, all the other Yomim Tovim, this Yom Tov more so. First of all, Purim there's no Halal because we Yotze with the Megillah. And all the other Yomim Tovim, the Halal is going out to Yom Tov. But Hanukkah, there's no real din Yom Tov. The whole Yom Tov is only lahalo lahoydus lahalo. So I would say that a woman should lechatchila be makbid on saying halal on Hanukkah. Should be. Okay. Now, when you have a Hanukkah party, as I explained on Shabbos, you cannot light the Hanukkah over there. You can't be yotze near Hanukkah by the party because that's not your bias. And the only exception to the rule I discussed Friday night, the only time I would say you could potentially be Yetzer with the Ner Chanukah by a party would be if you have no home, if everybody left the home. So there is no home. And you're en route and you're traveling and you stop for a Chanukah Masiba by somebody, then that's your home. Right now, that's your home. You have no home. And you're not going to sleep at your home. So then in such a case, I would say that's the only case. I would say that you could be yotze near Hanukkah just by mokum where you're eating. Even though the Ramah brings down you could light by mokum achila, the Mishabur explains that's where you eat normally. Not just I happen to be eating there right now. Okay? But if you're traveling and you have no home and this is what you have, then you could light over there with a bracha by that location. Okay. What about eating before hadlaka? So the Shulchan Aruch here is unclear about whether you can eat before hadlaka. There are really two different opinions. Some opinions hold that you should not eat a meal before Ner Chanukah. But you can have a ti'ima. You can take a drink, you could have fruit. You shouldn't have bread, you shouldn't have a suda before you have Ner Chanukah. Others hold that by Chanukah you shouldn't eat anything. No ti'ima. Once the Zman hadlaka comes, you should light right away, unless your wife is being moitzi you, that's okay, then you can zechit. But if you're not being yotze with somebody else, then you should wait. And for this, there's several svaras. But the Bach brings down a svara that by a mitzvah iveres, any mitzvah, where every minute that goes by, you're being mevatel the mitzvah to some degree, you should not eat before that mitzvah. That's why we find by Kriyas Megillah, Purim night, there are many who hold you're not allowed to eat at all. Before that, even a tima, you can't have. But the Bach says that we treat Ner Chanukah like a mitzvah iveres. Even though obviously it could be yotze the whole night, today that we light inside, In the time of Chazal, so there were two shittas in the Gemara. One shita holds you can't light after the Zman. Right? But today they were lighting inside. You could light all night. In fact, the Chachmei Provencia and the Meiri held that it's not even worthwhile to end the yeshiva early. The Meiri brings down, they used to learn till midnight. Once they were lighting inside, they would continue to learn until midnight, and then they would go home and light at home when they came home. That's what the Meiri brings down. So there is a tzad that you can light late, but definitely if you have the opportunity, you should light early. And the Bach says that every minute that goes by, it's a mitzvah veris. It's like you're delaying a mitzvah. And the logic we've always given to this is because Pesumi Nisa doesn't end. Meaning, when you light a menorah, that launch, you have to look at it like a launch. That launches the Pesumi Nisa. The Pesumi Nisa outlives the menorah. So each day, especially the way I explained it, each day we're trying to bring out the miracle of that day. And like the Gemara says in Tainus, every day was a new miracle, was a Tosefes Neis. So when you light the menorah, what you're really doing is you're launching the Pesumi Nisa of that day. So if you light the menorah at 5 o'clock, so now you have Pesumi Nisa from 5 on. It's not just the moment that you're lighting. It's from 5 o'clock on. So therefore, if you lit the menorah at 8 o'clock, from 5 to 8 was naked from Pesumi Nisa. On the other hand, if you lit the menorah at 5 o'clock, you launched into the night. It's like Sfiras HaOmer. You know, Tosfos says the earlier you count Sfira, the better it is, because there's more of the following day that's counted. Remember, we had that Tosfos in Menachos. It's the same thing by Pesumi Nisa. And that's why the Bach holds that it's treated like a mitzvah veres. It's like a mitzvah that's going by. Because the earlier you do it, the more you're including of the next day under that umbrella of Pesumi Nisa. So I strongly encourage... If you have what? So that's a challenge. Really, best would be that you should light before the party. I always tell people they should try to schedule a party at a time where either people can get out of there on time to light the menorah, or people can get there after they lit the menorah.
What's the Shabbos? They go away from Shabbos.
So that we're going to get to. Motzei Shabbos, what do you do Motzei Shabbos? That we'll get to. If you were somewhere for Shabbos, then what do you do? Should you light there? Or should you light way at home after the party? A lot of people are doing that this week. I got a lot of shaylos already. People that are going on my way here, and I got another shaylah like that. People are going for Shabbos, and then they're having a Hanukkah mesivah. They want to know what to do. And then attached to that, a lot of other shaylos with Shechiyonu. If they yaitz over there, could they make another Shechiyonu at home? But anyway, in general, I say the party has to take second stage to Ner Chanukah. It shouldn't be that the Ner Chanukah, like I don't understand, like Chasanah's at 4:30 on Chanukah. What are people supposed to do? It's like, you know what I mean? What are they expecting people to do? The chasen is scheduled for 4:30 Chanukah, or 5:30. Okay, people have to get there. What are you expecting people to do? You're not giving people any out, because they can't light before, it's too early. They can't light after, because then they're not allowed to eat by the chasen. They can't eat before Hadlaka. And Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky in the Sefer Emesli Yankov brings down that if you light by the chasana, he calls it a galechta. That's the lashon he uses. He says, Ein ze ele galechta, to light by the chasana. It's not your house. It's not, you have your house, so you can light by the chasana. So really, I discourage, you know, chasanas on Purim during Hadlaka. You know, if you want to make a chasana 7:30, no problem. People could light before it, not a problem. The same thing with a party. A party should be scheduled as such, where either people could light before, or people will make it early enough, Sundays, to make it Sunday afternoon. But for people to make Hanukkah parties at 5 o'clock, it's just not right. I mean, you know, I personally think it's like an outright chutzpah to the Iker Chiv. You have a Chiv to have a menorah. And the menorah, the Zman of the menorah, this is the Zman. So it is true that b'di'evit you could light all night. It's true. But b'di'evit means you were on a plane and you got home delayed. B'di'evit doesn't mean you stage a Hanukkah party. So that I really do not. Now, people that go away for Shabbos, the psak that I gave is that they should light where they are. Because since they slept there Friday night, that's called their bias, still, till they leave. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal paskins that way, Biankov Kamenetsky paskins that way. So I held that they should light where they are, and then, no problem, then they have a regular Hanukkah party. And the following night they light at home. Because that's not like somebody's going to a Hanukkah party. That's somebody who's already koveya, they already established themselves here by sleeping there the night before. Now, until you leave, you're still part of that bias. So you could still light over there, lahalocha. And that would be the better way to do it. Same thing. Anytime you slept somewhere, so then that's your bias, you can light there before you leave. Even if you're not going to sleep there. Either way, if you arrive somewhere and you plan to sleep there, you could light there. That's poshut. If you were there the night before and you didn't leave yet, you can also light there. Either way, you could light there. And I would say it's better to light there, especially since I'm telling you, you have the Shitas Habach, who holds that Ner Chanukah is called a mitzvah iveris. Every minute you should look at it like, you know, you should be lighting already. Mishabura and Hilchos Bedikas Chometz also brings down that there are different kinds of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs you're supposed to do right away because reason magdimin. And the Mishabura writes, by Bedikas Chometz, kach tiknu chachomim sheyehei betchilos halayla, which is the Lashon of the Mechaber. In other words, Bedikas Chometz is supposed to be at the beginning of the night. That's the way they established the mitzvah at the beginning. That's something else. If they're within range that they could get home. You see, Eretz Yisrael is a whole different parasha because there you're lighting for the people outside. See, in Chutz Lo'aretz, you're lighting for the people inside. So if your whole family goes somewhere, that becomes your place. See, in Eretz Yisrael, you're lighting for the B'nai Rosh Hashanah. So really, in Eretz Yisrael, your bias is much more of an ikker than in Chutz Lo'aretz. In Chutz Lo'aretz, you're lighting for the people inside. So when the people the inside leave, there's no significance to your bias. You follow? In other words, there's no... In Eretz Yisrael, technically, if I go away with my family, if I normally light outside and I go away with my family, I could stage a shliach to light for me. Not part of my bias. I could have a stranger light the menorah for me. Because my bias is a central location that's projecting the Pesumenisa. But in Chutz Lo'aretz, the Pesumenisa really is happening for the B'nai Bayis, to the people in the house. So that's the point that I was making then. Okay. Okay, if somebody lights a menorah, this happens a lot, you light a menorah, Shulchan Aruch says that you have to put in a shear. You have to have a half hour's worth of oil in the menorah. Now this is really, today, there's really a svek sveka, whether you need a shear. Because people ask me a lot of times with those half hour candles, they don't really make it for a half hour. Now what does that mean? They're half hour candles, but they're half hour candles in California. If there's no wind, and it's not too hot, and it's not too cold, and everything is just perfect, but if there's any turbulence, it goes out in 20 minutes, or 22 minutes, or 20, whatever. So you try it, put on your windowsill by the window, put on a half hour candle, and clock it. It doesn't go. If there's any kind of normal, I'm saying a normal window, it doesn't go. So somebody asked me. So Lamaisa, for the children, I said, you bechlal don't have to be makpid. And the reason is because it's true we're makpid with chinuch, like the Ritva in Sukkah, that we when you do chinuch, you should really do it in a way that they could be yotze, if they would be really doing the mitzvah. But here you have many reasons. Number one, there are two shittas in the Gemara whether you need a half hour's worth of oil. Two shittas. One sheet in the Gemara holds you don't need a half hour's worth of oil. The other sheet in the Gemara says you need some. Many Rishonim Paskin, you don't need a half hour's worth of oil. Beis Yosef says you should be Yotzer, that opinion also. But really, that's why the Maharam Shik writes, and this happens a lot, you light the menorah, there was a wick sticking out, the wicks were sticking, you didn't realize you didn't put oil in. You realize after you lit it, that there wasn't enough oil. That happens a lot. Do you make a new bracha? So the halach is you don't make a new bracha. Because since anyway, according to Mandom and the Gemara, he yanks already. By lighting the menorah the way it was. You don't make another bracha. But really today, there's much more reason for that. The Piskei HaToisvus, in Meseches Shabbos, Perek Beis, Simen Peites, brings down that today, that you light inside, very interesting shita. He says the whole half hour thing is off. The half hour in the Gemara was based on the market. It took a half hour from the Ragla the Talmudoi, Achatichla Regal Menashuk, right? That half hour where the market closed. So the Piskei Toysu says, so Bizman Azeh, that we're lighting for Bifnim, there's no shear. He light for, and Lavush brings us down. Lavush brings us down. So today you have, number one, you have a regular suffix, whether we need a shear or not. Many Rishonim hold you don't need a shear. And now you have another, the Lavush with the Piskei Tesis, who says that today that you're lighting for Bifnim, there's no shear. So therefore, I would not be makbid on the kids for the half hour candle, even though it doesn't burn a half hour. I would say, mekem falozozach, you could rely on it. But the evid, even a godel, if you had nothing else, you know, he would have what to rely on to light with those candles. Now, lamaisa and zicha, you don't make another bracha. If you lit a menorah without enough oil, because of these svaras, you don't make another bracha. That's for sure. You could relight it again with more oil. And you should. You should relight it again. But you should not make another bracha. That would be a big chashash bracha levato. Now, there's a reverse logic too, which I will share with you. Once I'm telling you the kula, I have to tell you the chumra. Because the din came all the way from Manhattan for some chumras. So there is a chumra you could say that today, that we're lighting for inside, maybe you should have extra oil. Because in the time of the Gemara, after a half hour, that's it, the market was closed. But now that you have your lighting for the people in the bias, and the bias market is opened till 11 o'clock at night, so just have it on longer. And that's not an illogical approach. There are those who hold that way. The Ritva in Masechta Shabbos says, right there in the sugya, that when it says, Ad the solik ragla, he says it goes by each place. He says if you live in a place where the market's open till 9:30 at night, so you got to leave it on till 9:30. So it's not the shear is not based on a minimum of a half hour. The shear is based on when the market ends. So that's why there is a hiddur actually to have extra oil, even that you can have several hours of presuminism. That's a miler, but that's not market. Not Makav. Again, the Piskei Toisvis. Till most people. Again, the market also wasn't like the market was absolutely nobody in the street. It means the traffic was gone. So let's say if the family pretty much retires at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, so that would be this man. There's one guy up. That wouldn't be. But anyway, we don't pass in this way. It's a hider. Somebody wants to be mahadar, they can do such a thing. Of course, fakir to be showing him, Piskei Toisvus says fakir. He says, now that we light for inside. And you have to realize, what's Toisvus for? I'll explain to you why Toisvus for us. Why didn't Toisvus, and we, by the way, there's no raya from the Ritva. This shiur really needs to be much more, it's not for now, this whole shiur needs more time. But the Ritva is not a raya either, that he argues with Toisvus. Because the Ritva is also talking about where they were lighting for outside. So the Ritva, there's a big svara, a big distinction. When you're lighting for the people outside, so every new person is a new customer for Pesumin Nisan. So Beryl passes by, and then Shmerel passes by, and Yankel passes by. And that could be what the Piskei Taisus held. But in the bias, once the people in the house saw the menorah, there's no obligation that they should see it again and again and again and again. In a market, there's a constant flow. So the mitzvah is that the flow that the next person and the next person should see the menorah. So that's probably pshat in the Piskei Taisus, which means that the Piskei Taisus and the Ritva are not on opposite ends. They could both be masking to each other. So that's what I'm saying. It's not b'chol not muchach. What? Less than? So technically, yes. Technically, yes. Absolutely. Okay. Now, if somebody goes away for Hanukkah, so this we spoke about on Shabbos, I don't have to go in detail on this shaila, and they have their wife at home, so their wife lights at home. There's a big machlokes rishonim them whether they have to light where they are. And because they're already yotze with their wife. It's not just a question whether they have to, they definitely don't have to. Whether they can with a bracha light. It's a big machlokes. And because there's a big machlokes, the eitzah I gave on Shabbos was that you should light before your wife. In other words, you should have in mind not to be yotze with your wife. And if she's going to light at 5 o'clock, you light at 4:45. She'll light at 6 o'clock, light at 5:45. You light before she lights. At that point, you aren't yet yotze. Because once she already lights, then you have a suffix bracha. Even if you have in mind not to be yotze, it's not so poshut. Some hold it's enough. It's not so poshut. That even if you have in mind not to be yotze, that works. See, at home, that works. Meaning, the people in the house, the fact that if you have 10 people in the house, each one can light and should light, l'chatchila, it's each one has in mind not to be yotze. That means that's a problem. I once had a guy ask me this shayla. He told me, you know, he wasn't planning on lighting, so when his father lit, he had in mind to be yotze with his father. Then his wife told him, come on, you light also. So he wanted to know, could he still make a bracha? Al smahadri. Could he still make a bracha? So I told him he can't. Because many, many hold that the reason why you could make a bracha, Reb Kivegi es akasha, how could you make a bracha on hiddur mitzvah? You don't make a bracha on hiddur mitzvah. So Reb Kivegi says that each person in the house has in mind not to be yotze. So they're not making a bracha on hiddur mitzvah. The hiddur is not to be yotze. So once you already had in mind that you're yotze with the balabayas, you can't 10 minutes later say, you know what? I'm already going to be mahadrin. Let me make my own thing. It's too late. You already yotze with the balabayas. So if you're away from where your wife is, then the right way to do it and to be yotze all the shittas that you can make a brocha is you should light before she lights, and have in mind not to be yotze, but light before she lights. That would be the hareza meshubach. Okay, we'll have to stop here.